David Abramson, psychologist in private practice. They're not angry. They're just disappointed.
Which is even worse.
It's much worse. It's much worse. And somebody else, why are you looking for the negative? Gosh. And here somebody asks a very, very fine question. Howard, how do you know what the Mr. Price end of range sale looks like? Now that's a question I do feel I need to defend. Yes. I do need to. And the others I'm not really going to answer, but that one I think I might have to.
Yep. We're going to watch what you're wearing on Yonter this year.
So there we go. So there we go. Not everybody liking my article from yesterday about the Markles.
I don't like that she dressed down for us.
I'm insulted that she dressed down for us.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm in Africa.
And she's not wearing a single ring on her finger. She's taken off all of her jewelry. She's obviously locked it in.
Okay, and it's like
safe.
She's scared. She was in Nyanga.
She's got security.
The murder
she has got security. And then what offended me more than anything was that we have not seen or heard from baby Archie since his birth. But the first public appearance is with the Archbishop, where you can obviously maximize the coverage that you get. Wow. You know, and if it was really about seeing the Archbishop, then maybe just say, don't take photos of our Archie because we want to respect his privacy. Then I'll believe it that was about. But the fact that it was the first time Archie is photographed in public and it's with the Archbishop makes me want to puke. I don't know.
I love the PR exercise.
I'm hating it because it's so bad. It is so bad. It's not a good PR exercise if we see through it. You know, it's just absolutely appalling in my view. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Is Zanati just being really nasty about this couple? Time is what? Well, no, David, it's a fair question. I'm asking our listeners to get involved, you know.
Absolutely.
I feel so judged by that question. Karen says, great song, nice music today. You know, Karen, I'm not talking to you. I saw a message on the line.
Yeah.
On our WhatsApp line or Telegram line. Karen says, yesterday, 11 hours ago or more, this is my favorite show. The Afternoon Drive. Is Karen? I saw that, Karen. I saw what you wrote. Yeah. And now she's just trying to be nice to us because, wow.
I'm sure you're thinking 11 hours. Where was I 11 hours?
No, but I saw it at 6 o'clock this morning when we were about to go on air.
Maybe it was a different Karen.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I'm on to her. Okay. I'm on to her. Afternoon Drive is her favorite show. Mm-hmm. Wow. Imagine if we were sensitive. Can you imagine, David?
Howard.
Psychologist in private practice.
Can you imagine?
Can you?
Do you know, it's amazing. Do you know how when Diana was... You know, in Africa, how we just embraced her. She was so genuine.
I adored her. I adored Diana.
Genuine. It was
because she didn't do it for the publicity. I mean, she was a master, by the way, at PR. So when she sat at the Taj Mahal, which is the symbol of love. Okay, it's dead love because the woman had died and then you built a memorial to her. There was a lot of that going on in India. But that's not the point. And she sat there alone on a bench that is meant for two, looking sad. It was one of the most powerful, powerful pictures. And, she was just very good. We didn't pick up on it. That was subtle. Vicky says, Howard, I think you're being mean. Even if it's Mr. Price, it's good for their shares. It isn't Mr. Price, Vicky. I'm joking. Oh my gosh.
It's probably Gucci, right, Howard?
Okay, Karen says, please, it's before Rosh Hashanah. I'm asking you for Mechila, for forgiveness. All right, Karen, we're fine. We're over it. That was like so last minute ago. Yeah, you're still one of our favorite listeners, so you don't need to worry, even if we're not your favorite show. Yeah?
No, I think, you know, it's probably very expensive clothing, but it's been tailored in such a way to look bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, rubbish, David. You're a psychologist. You know nothing about tailoring.
That's very true. This I will not, not going to argue.
And in fact, I'm going to get hold of your wife or your daughter to confirm that. Yeah.
But isn't it a guy thing, you know, when you go to a wedding and
we're clueless.
People say, like, to a lady, what did the bride wear? We go like white.
Yeah, it was only white, and it was a bit frilly. I think it was white.
Pretty frilly. And you know, no, what did she wear?
Yeah, it's exactly. Absolutely right. Time is 8:17. We have to talk about Greta, don't we?
We do.
A few of our listeners are saying earlier that she looks like she's out of the Addams Family. Okay, that's, ow, that hurts. Yep. All right, so yes, so there we go. The question is this, is we've seen the 16-year-old, she sobbed publicly and hysterically. I mean, it really, really was. I showed it to my 14-year-old and I said, you've got work to do, young lady, because this is a tantrum. This is a tantrum. Until you are in front of the UN sobbing and you're getting the attention of world leaders, you are not on, you're not doing your best work. Okay. So I recognize that. I know a tantrum when I've seen it. We've been blessed. And, but there is something very, very, for me, very disturbing about this child, because I do see it as a tantrum. And the fact that all of this global attention is now feeding this tantruming is very worrying for me. It's almost like your child, you're walking through Toys R Us with a child, and because they're throwing a complete tantrum, we buy them whatever they want and give them the attention that they need. So, to me, it's a concern. What are your thoughts, David?
You know, I think for me, the deterioration in the way that people deal with criticism and the way that they deal with people who they don't agree with has reached unbelievable lows. And I love your thoughts is it since Donald Trump opened his Twitter account as the president of the United States and whoever is against him, he absolutely obliterates, but from a personal point of view, and plays the man or the lady or the woman or the child rather than the ball.
I don't understand. What you're effectively saying is that this child creates this furore around it, and Donald Trump actually walked past her. Her face from a body language perspective, I can tell you, is very, very disturbing in that her expression was that of complete contempt and arrogance mixed. Yeah. And then when he tweeted something which I thought was actually quite funny, I mean, I know that she's a 16-year-old, but she said she seems like a really happy child and I'm sure has a great future. Everybody gets completely worked up about that. And that's fine. They can be. And perhaps he should have taken the higher road. The problem is that it's like terrorist warfare. You know, you can't attack somebody from a civilian perspective and then complain when somebody attacks back. Well, then don't enter into this field, because it's a very, and that's my point, is the fact that she's entered into this very, very high stakes world of politics where people are going to use her as a weapon against somebody like Donald Trump makes her a target. And I believe that the people that placed her there are responsible, and that we shouldn't just be looking at Donald Trump who responds to that. I'm not saying his behavior is good, bad, or indifferent. I'm asking about why she was placed there in the first place and the responsibility that people have. Isn't she almost like a human shield?
Well, I think for me, the important thing to keep in mind also is that this is not your average, when I say average, young lady. And she's spoken widely about it, that she does experience and is Asperger's disorder, you know. And
so can we just define what Asperger's is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it Asperger's or Asperger's?
Asperger's, with a P.
Okay, Asperger's.
A-S-P-E-R-G-R-S.
Yes, but we pronounce the G as a hard G or a soft G.
I don't know, what is
it's
a hard
Asperger's.
G? Asperger's.
Asperger's.
It's a P.
Can we ask the psychologist in private practice to tell us how to pronounce an ill is a condition that must appear in your fancy book that keeps changing? What's it called?
The DSM.
That book. Yes.
Yeah. No. It's Asperger's with a P, and a lot of people say Asperger's. But
I always say Asperger's.
Yeah, it's actually with a P. So
okay, first of all, it's with a P, but I'm not asking that. I'm asking the G. Is it a hard G or a soft G? A G or a J? Is it Asperger's or Asperger's?
The first one, Howard.
Asperger's.
Yes.
Good,
so it's a soft No, so you're wrong, Sanati.
Listeners, I need our listeners on this.
No, you don't. We've got a psychologist. He's the expert.
Listen.
We don't need our listeners on this. I don't want to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019. I do not want to hear from you.
I want to hear. We all know what we're talking about. I know how to spell it.
Okay, but it's Asperger's.
Yes, Asperger's.
Thank you very much. We move on.
We move on. So Asperger's is, and as you say, the DSM has changed over the last few years, but really what it is, and I think most people would agree that it's a milder form of autism.
Right.
And it comes with certain characteristics. And I think, you know, the most common characteristic is that people with Asperger's don't read social cues very well.
Mm.
So would misinterpret the nuances of language, maybe of humor, of sarcasm. So that's often very, very, that is common. And so obviously they misunderstand the social nuances, when interacting. There are other, characteristics like the way that they speak. Often, you'd hear a child speaking with a different inflection. So it would be like they sound American even. Like, you know,
right,
why does
right.
a child sound like, they're American? Why do they speak like that? And often their language can be quite monotone and flat.
Right, right.
Also interesting is that, people who experience Asperger's are often fixate on a particular subject and almost become obsessive about that subject.
So this could well be part of, and you're not saying it is, obviously,
no.
but it could well be part of the Asperger's condition.
And that's why when we look back in history, certain people more recently have come out and said that they are Asperger's, some very famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been speculation that's, people have made a huge contribution to the world have been Asperger's because
they're very focused,
unbelievably focused. And another characteristic is they are highly intelligent.
Right.
They are not of low intelligence.
Right.
And have very good, practically, when we talk about verbal skills, have very good verbal skills, ability to express themselves, even though ironically they cannot, or often don't, and it varies, pick up those subtleties.
The nuances.
So, when we think about her as someone who experiences these symptoms or these characteristics, one can understand that people might say, we're so worried about her, that she's strange, she's different. Yeah, absolutely, she is different. But I think, and it does make her more susceptible to being picked up, because she would
stand out. Because she is different.
She is different. But again, highly intelligent, very focused, very, and understandably, if you become obsessed with something, you, for a want of a better word, focus, you do become passionate about things.
But isn't she being placed in a situation that may well be above her, whether she suffered from Asperger's or not? Any 16-year-old would battle with this kind of attention and this kind of hostility that she's receiving, given what she's doing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
the responsibility as a parent,
right.
I would think is to protect your child as much as possible, in this regard, because it can really, I'm 51 years old and I certainly don't get the attention that Greta gets, but I get a certain amount of public attention, and I can tell you that you've got to develop real skills to handle them and to not take these things personally, and to make sure that you are very comfortable in your own skin. Otherwise, it can take you down. It really can. Now, I can't imagine at 16 how I would have coped with something like that, or even at 20 or 30 or 40.
Well, when you become a public figure, you need to be realistic that you are going to be.
Right, but that's a choice, for example, that I could make. And as I say, it's on such a minor scale compared to this. But I could make that choice.
Absolutely. And that is the concern, is that she is out there, that she is vulnerable to criticism. She's on Twitter. She is being attacked. And again, I think for me there is a need to protect her. She is 16. She is a young lady. And again, we are parents.
Whose need? Exactly. Who has that need? You know, and that's again the problem is do I need to protect her? Or can I criticize her? I don't agree with what she's saying, and I don't agree with the style with which the drama with which she's displaying it. What does that mean in terms of my own responsibility?
But I think that's where our responsibility lies.
Mm.
We need to keep this in perspective, that the President of the United States, for example, and many people who have attacked her very personally, are adults who are attacking a child. Now, yes, this child has taken, whether her parents are right or wrong, or protecting her or not, is out there in the limelight. We understand that she has Asperger's, which then does, allow her to present with certain characteristics. But at what point do we say that this is a 16-year-old child who is very emotive, who does speak very outwardly, who maybe has been hijacked by certain groups, but let's not play the child, let's not attack her personally. So she might be very emotive. Let's when we confront her about things, let's talk about the facts. Let's talk about rather than as I say, attack her personally, because then it just feels immature.
Wrong. It just feels wrong. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Karen says Greta must get over it. And Layla says, Janine says, Malala was literally a human shield. Same age at the time. She fought amazingly for rights, but no one is complaining about her. And I think that's a very good point, Janine. Thank you for that, because that is right. I mean, exactly. I happen to think that Malala is just unbelievable. She's an example to us all. But it's very, very different, I think, in how things were handled. And that doesn't mean that everybody needs to handle things in the same way, but it is an interesting comparison.
But it's interesting that when we look at the youth who are being attacked, it's Greta, it's young people who are fighting against gun control, or fighting for gun control. Many of them have also been attacked. And it's interesting, I think it's also the topic.
Well, but I think you have to be careful because at the same time there was that kid who got into an altercation with some indigenous Americans.
Yes.
And he was lambasted. It turned out that he in fact did nothing wrong, but the left totally destroyed this kid. And I think we do have to be careful about this. We do have to have, there almost needs to be therefore a rewriting of the rules that everybody adheres to. It is 8:29. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Clive says it's all about the money. How much did George Soros pay her? I've got absolutely no idea about that. We're chatting to David Abramson. He's a psychologist in a private practice, and we are talking about Greta. What's her face? What's her name?
Thunberg.
What?
Thunberg.
Thunberg. Mm. Sounds very Swedish, doesn't it?
Yes.
So there you have it. Lee says, absolute rubbish. If it was anyone besides Donald Trump, there would not be such an outcry. David, you disagree?
Yeah, I mean, Donald is the President of the United States. I can't remember when a president last criticized a child so openly, or at least was very sarcastic.
You're a fan of Greta, aren't you, David? Come out and say it. You know what? Own it.
You know what? I feel like I'm on the fence because, as you said, I think her parents need to be a smack. Yeah, need to be more protective and more supportive and more discerning as far as her appearances are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that
her appearances are concerned.
No, but
what you don't like.
Where she appears.
No, but I even think that Greta wears the pants in that household, because she went on The Daily Show and Trevor Noah was asking her, he was like, your mom was an opera singer, and now because she's gotten on the whole bandwagon of climate change, whatever, she now can't fly. Oh. So meaning she had to change careers, and he was asking her. Yeah, he was asking her, don't you feel guilty that your mom had to change careers? And she actually said, I actually don't care about her career.
Well, you know, I think that's the point. The point is her mom didn't have to change career. Her mom chose to change career. There's no such thing as you have to because your child said so. So I think that says a lot about, you know, the parenting situation.
But she's a bit scary. Yeah, she's only this big, but she's very scared with those plats, David.
But Howard, this is the thing is, you know, let's use an analogy of if you're not a very good swimmer and you are thrown into a deep end of a pool and you've got the whole world watching you swim. This is like a similar analogy because her biggest difficulty is her social skills. Her biggest difficulty is...
David, she's got parents.
And, I know, and that's why I'm saying I'm on the fence. And she is being scrutinized for something, which is social interaction, the way that she moderates her emotions. And absolutely, I agree with you. I think for me, her parents need to be more supportive, more protective, more discerning, as I say, you know, when and where she appears. But very importantly, when as adults, as the president of the United States, as senators, as journalists, do we turn around and go, okay, this is a 16-year-old girl who has got a disorder that causes her to struggle to read social cues, who causes her to be a bit more obsessive about certain things. And as adults, we're going to say...
Yeah, look, okay. Adults aren't behaving well either. I mean, Professor David Bullard on Twitter says, if I was casting The Exorcist 2, I would definitely want Greta, St. Greta of the Warming Ocean at the audition. And then he says, you do know that Greta's not a real person, don't you? She's a hologram created by the Soros Foundation to destabilize Western society and overthrow capitalism. No real child could possibly be that ghastly. Now, that's terrible. David Abramson, psychologist in private practice. Before I let you go, it's only in the recent years that we've actually started hearing about people suffering from Asperger's. Maybe it's obviously been around, but I don't know how well discussed it has been. Who do we know in the past that that might have suffered from this?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, but you know, amazing people who've made huge contributions to the world, like Charles Darwin. Albert Einstein, I've read books on Albert Einstein. He was a very, if you want to call it, eccentric person and seemed to fit the characteristics of someone with Asperger's. Some people say Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michelangelo, Mozart, Isaac Newton.
Amazing.
These are Andy Warhol was you know,
for sure.
Nikola Tesla. So these are people who, I think, because in the past, and I'm talking about obviously people from years from the past who didn't have the ability to be scrutinized so carefully, because we didn't have social media, you know, we didn't have, you know, the exposure that they, you know, that people have today, and who were different, who did present as being, and if you want to be derogatory, different and strange, but made a huge contribution to the world, and more than likely, you know, were Asperger's, and experienced Asperger's, but because they focused,
right,
and they're highly intelligent, and
right,
focused,
they achieved unbelievable things
and made huge contributions to the world.
Is Asperger's on the same spectrum as autism, or is it something very different? I've always understood it to be, and maybe it's ignorance, a mild version of autism.
Well, I think there's been a lot of toing and froing, but I think, you know, it's actually, you know, it's seen as being a disorder that's less severe than autism, a less severe form of autism. But actually now, you know, we talk about the DSM has replaced, you know, something we call autistic disorder or Asperger's disorder with something called an autistic spectrum disorder. So they put everything
one. So we don't use the word Asperger's anymore?
Not really.
Just as we've learned to pronounce it, Zanati. What?
No,
what?
No. Because Google, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Asperger's.
Yes.
Nutty.
What? Say again?
Asperger's.
What? Say again?
Asperger's.
Yes. Oh, so you're wrong, Dave. It's not called Asperger's. It's called Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Yeah. Okay. No, so there we go. Thanks, Anati, for that very, very important contribution to this conversation. But either way, it's irrelevant because now we're just on the spectrum of autism.
Right. And again, you know, but again, I think there is an acceptance that there are degrees of autism and that Asperger's is a milder form of autism and can fall, you know, and even if you do have Asperger's, you still have a variety of...
David, you're saying Asperger's.
I know,
but you've told us it was Asperger's and now you're leaving me even more confused than when I started.
I think I'm confused now.
And there you have it. 34519 or 0618951019. You can still get your thoughts in. We don't really have much time. And let's see. I think Greta has done more for Asperger's awareness than she has done for environmental issues. Just saying. I think that's a very good point.
It is a very good point.
I think that is definitely a smart way of looking at it.
Absolutely.
It's better than even running a marathon with Asperger's on your back. Time is 9 o'clock. I hope you have a fantastic Throwback Thursday. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, being the final show ahead of Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to invite you to send your wishes in and join us in a little bit of positivity and goodwill ahead of the Jewish New Year. Have a great day.